Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 16, Letter Number 5894, Baruch Hashem, the third day of Kislev Tavshin Ches, Brooklyn. Now the Rebbe is addressing this to the young man who is a Bachar. The Rebbe always refers to the Bachar HaAvrich, and he was also involved in activities in communal affairs, Melech Shamayim, David Tzvi Sheyichya Martzbach from Be'er Sheva. Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter dated the 27th of Marcheshvan. It was very pleasant to me to read that the students have increased and your territory has increased with more students. And also, many of them are not only exceptionally learned, but also exceptionally mitzuyonim in fear and good character traits. And the Rebbe says, for sure, it's extra to emphasize how important this is, the necessity, and therefore every effort, every work towards it is fit to bring more and more students. But the Rebbe makes a very special note of the fact they're not just smart and learned students, but rather they're also religious, good character traits. So the Rebbe says, he wrote to the Rebbe about getting a counselor for these students. So the Rebbe says, maybe the way to search for it is through the activists who know the yeshiva students and those who have recently left the yeshiva and they are fit for this job to being counselors or supervisors. Sometimes you have dorm supervisors or you have other counselors that are necessary. The Rebbe also mentions to him that you don't mention in your letter that you also learn the laws that are necessary for the day-to-day life. Maybe the Rebbe says you just forgot to write about it. It's just missing. But in either way, the Rebbe says it's understood and it's obvious. It's a must to learn about it, especially in our times. Because in the past generations, the daily conduct was known to each and everyone from their home, from their parents' home. And even the street, it was all, everything was Jewish. So everybody learned and they knew conduct from the daily life. And certainly from the shul to which people would go twice or three times a day. But the Rebbe says it's not the same thing in our orphan generation, in Der Yosem. In our generation, our orphan generation, that for each, that this all you need to provide, who provides all these basic knowledge? It's the school in which the girl or boy goes to. They don't get it, unfortunately, from the home. They don't get it from the shul. And they don't get it. The school is what provides it. Starting from Aleph Beis, and also the necessary laws in the very simplest, obvious things. And the Rebbe says, I wish they would introduce this study even in the big yeshivas, because to our great dismay, above Eniseinu Harabim, the knowledge in these laws of Chelek Oyer Chaim, which are most common and they're most bound to encounter, is very, very weak. And the Rebbe says, if it's a mistake because you didn't learn, that's considered like a negligent and that's considered like an intentional. Shigigas Talmud Elizod, he quotes the Mishnah. So if you don't know because you haven't studied, that's considered like intentional. It's not called a mistake. So the Rebbe says, even the yeshiva bachers, even the adult, don't know a lot of the day-to-day halachas, but especially when the Rebbe was talking about the younger children, there is no other way for them to learn how to conduct themselves in the Jewish life, day-to-day, because it's missing. It's not like it used to be in the olden days. So the Rebbe says, you don't mention about it. Hopefully you're taking care of it. As far as the counselor, the Rebbe says, look, the people who are activists, who know of some of the Bachrim have just left yeshiva, who have a ability. The Rebbe is happy that he brought into the yeshiva not only good students, but also students that are good midos and are Yerushimayim. As we're entering the month of Kislev, the Rebbe says that's the month of redemption, the month of victory, especially in this clear day of Yutas Kislev, which is Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus and the ways of Hasidus. So the Rebbe prays Yerotzen that you should occupy yourself in spreading the wellspring wherever you can reach. And may the blessed Hashem succeed you for good news and all the above. The Rebbe blesses him. And the Rebbe is also in closing here a New Year's blessing that has been returned. They didn't address it correctly because your address was not correctly addressed. So the Rebbe is actually sending him that New Year's blessing. And the Rebbe has many other letters, several other letters to him. But the Rebbe made sure also to give back, you know, I mean, so I'm not sure if they didn't know, maybe they didn't know then and they know now, because apparently the Rebbe is sending him back a letter now, so they must know the letter, or maybe they sent it with somebody. But the New Year's card that the Rebbe sent him was returned because of lack of address, not having the correct address. But the Rebbe is very encouraging to him and also speaks very much about learning the necessary halachas. And the Rebbe also reminds him about Yutas Kislev, to spread the wellspring to the extent possible.